Hey, thank you for logging on to WTAW.com on this Thursday. Here's your sports. We all know about the good Aggie receivers that are returning, like the great one, Jeff Fuller, as well as Ryan Swope and Easy Wachiku. But one guy who impressed quarterback Ryan Tannehill with his work ethic in the spring was sophomore Nate Askew. Didn't catch a pass last year, did return one punt for 23 yards, but this year Tannehill figures Askew will be a good target when Fuller goes out of the game to take a rest.
I think Nate Askew's had a great summer. You know, a lot of our receivers have had great summers, you know, gotten a lot better, but I think Nate Askew's a guy that has been there almost every session, you know, is working hard on his timing, running hard, and, you know, he's a big guy like Jeff Fuller. You know, he's 6'4". 220 pounds. I think he ran like a 10-2 in high school, so he's a fast guy that can get down the field. And I'm really excited to have him, you know, as a guy that can come in when Jeff gets a little gassed.
Aggies and SMU kick off 5 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field. Brazos Valley Bombers made a successful return to the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark last night with a 5-2 win over the Alexandria Aces. But chances to make the playoffs are dwindling down, as it's just the Bombers' ninth win of the second half, and there's just 7 games left to play. The Bombers are back home tonight with the Aces, then home Friday and Saturday with the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Next week, they're at the Pump Jacks Monday and Tuesday, and then finish the regular season next Wednesday and Thursday, home with Victoria. Bad news, good news for the Texas Rangers. Bad news is it's now officially that they're in a slump of sorts. Their 5-4 loss to the Central Division leading Detroit Tigers last night was the Rangers' 6th loss in 8 games and 3rd straight. Since that 12-game winning streak ended on July 20th, the Rangers are 5-9. The good news is the LA Angels also lost last night, so Texas keeps their slim 1-game lead in the AL West, and the Rangers are coming home for 6 games after they finish with Detroit this afternoon. Fortunately, the Angels right now are the only team the Rangers have to worry about. Third place Oakland is 12 games back. The Rangers and the Angels play 10 more times this season. Houston Astros beat the Reds 5-4 and won that series 2-1. Roberto Quintero had a home run. Houston's off today, and they bring Milwaukee to Minute Maid for the weekend. Speaking of Oakland, their shortstop Cliff Pennington, of course, is a former Aggie great, and his 15-game hitting streak ended last Monday when he had to leave a game because of the effects of Bell's palsy. He had been diagnosed with the nerve disorder earlier in the day. Bell's palsy is usually temporary and causes paralysis of one side of the face and the inability to close or blink the eye on that side. It can last anywhere from days to even up to a year, depending on the severity of the nerve damage. Pennington is said to be improving and is expected back in the lineup tomorrow for the A's. The Aggie basketball team will be packing their bags for Europe this weekend as they leave Monday for their 4-game, 10-day tour that'll take them to Switzerland and France. They will have the benefit of 10 practices to get ready for the tour. They're going through that now. Certainly an invaluable chance for the team and new coach Billy Kennedy and his staff to bond and learn about each other. Good news for A&M, but not for Chris Middleton, is that Middleton did not make the USA Basketball World University Games final squad, so Middleton is back in College Station and will travel with the team to Europe. And former NFL defensive star Bubba Smith, who found a successful second career as an actor, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 66. L.A. County Coroner spokesman Ed Winter says that Smith was found dead yesterday at his Baldwin Hills home. Winter says he did not know the circumstances or the cause of the death, but it does not appear to be suspicious. Smith spent 5 seasons with the Baltimore Colts, 2 seasons each with Oakland and Houston. He played college ball at Michigan State. As an actor, he played such characters as a police officer in the Police Academy series. And Major League Baseball plans to interview Alex Rodriguez as it investigates allegations that the New York Yankees star took part in illegal celebrity poker games. MLB says in its statement, "We take this very seriously and have investigated this matter since the initial allegations. As part of the investigation, the commissioner's office will interview Mr. Rodriguez." That's a look at sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.